It's the gutter. And we've got a live one. A live one. I love a rumour that's really alive. We'll come on to what exactly it is in a minute before after I introduce my guest. Stu Wright, back in the gutter hot seat. Neil Docking, back where he belongs. John Gibbo, a regular, obviously. Yes, I'm very excited to be here today. I was busy doing bits yesterday afternoon, doing some work, getting vaccinated for a second time. Met up with John and Neil, and John goes, "You heard the story, Rob? What are you talking about?" I hate it. I don't hate it. It's sort of absolutely sideways knocks me where other people have heard a big transfer exclusive before me. And it broke yesterday afternoon from a journalist in Germany called Florian Pettenberg that Liverpool were very much interested and in talks for Florian Neuhaus. No relation to Florian Pettenberg. Why would they be? Different surnames. In discussions with Florian Neuhaus, a Borussia Mönchengladbach star midfielder who we all thought was going to Bayern Munich. Very quickly, Florian Pettenberg's story was given the thumbs up or the tick of approval from Christian Falk at Bild. And when Christian Falk does that, people listen. Because Christian Falk was given the thumbs up and ticking about Thiago all last summer, whilst everyone else in the local press patch went, "Nah, it's not going to happen. Liverpool say it's not going to happen." But Christian Falk knew, and he knows now. Well, so I've done little else since the news is broken, but YouTube the ass off Florian Neuhaus. Now, my guests here, I'm going to start with you last, Neil Docking, because this was news to you. So you're busy Googling as I speak, maybe, I don't know. Stu, what did you make of the breaking news?
Yeah, pretty excited. To be honest, I hadn't really seen much of him at all, if I'm honest, because when the rumours earlier on in the window were going on, it, as you said before, it seemed like he was nailed on for Bayern. So, you know, when I was on the show today, obviously straight to the YouTube and devoured every little ounce of Neuhaus that I could get. And also had a little look at the scouting reports on him that are online. And I think there's loads of positives to it. The fact that he's a very elegant midfielder. He's very good on the ball. He's deceptively quick over a couple of yards without being a fast player. He's got enough to get away on a dribble from leave a player standing. And he's got an eye for a pass in the final third. He's also over 6 foot, and you can't get enough lads who are over 6 foot. That's always helpful, particularly when you counter it with the arguments for the alternative that's getting bandied around, which is Tielemans, and he's only about 5'8". I really like Tielemans, but I think there's loads of positives. The one worry that I've got with Neuhaus is, and this isn't to say he can't do these things, but in the system that he's playing and the responsibilities that he's got, he doesn't have to do an awful lot defensively. He's very much a proactive, forward-thinking player who doesn't have a huge amount of defensive responsibilities. So that's what, from what I've read and what I've seen. And, you know, you imagine that into the current Liverpool three-man midfield. How will that go? Because, you know, any midfielder in R3 has got to put a real shift in and be disciplined within the system, unless there's going to be a change of system and philosophy.